The class is taught by Advanced Fleet Management Tube. Learn about our training, consulting, and electrification services in fleet management. Introduction. The class develops the characteristics and advantages of all-season tires, how they differ from winter and summer tires, and the implications for fleet management. All-season tires. What is an all-season tire? Choosing all-season tires is an important investment in the safety and stability of your car in various weather conditions. However, with so many options available, such as winter and summer tires, it can be difficult to choose the right ones for your needs. All-season tires are designed to offer optimal adaptability to a wide variety of weather conditions. They provide reliable grip on both sunny and rainy days, thanks to their composition and tread design. In Spain, cars generally use all-season tires, meaning tires designed for driving in sunny, hot summer weather, but also for water evacuation in storms. These are the tires that cars come with from the factory. However, in the United States, for example, different types of tires are recommended depending on the geographic region. All-season tires are marketed under different names: all-weather, all-season, all-time, four-season, or for all seasons. To identify a all-season tire, check for the four seasons, all-weather, all-season, or 4S pictogram, which is usually found on the sidewall. However, some manufacturers use their own labeling systems for this type of tire. All-season tires also usually have an M+S mud and snow identifier. You may also find a snowflake symbol inside a mountain. Both symbols indicate that all-season tires will perform well in winter conditions. The tread pattern of all-season tires is very similar to that of winter tires, but with more numerous and pronounced grooves in the center. However, despite the similarity, an all-season tire is less soft than a winter tire, as it is designed to adapt to winter and summer conditions, as well as the intermediate seasons. Therefore, it will not be as hard as a summer tire or as soft as a winter tire. Below, we outline the key features and differences between all-season, winter, and summer tires to help you make an informed decision. Differences between all-season, winter, and summer tires. Pay attention to the characteristics that differentiate between the various options. Seasonal use, winter or summer. Unlike winter tires, all-season tires maintain adequate performance in a wide range of temperatures, both hot and cold. Their main weakness is that, although their performance in inclement weather is optimal and their design adapts to all types of weather conditions, in periods of frost or extreme cold, a winter tire will always perform better. The same is true in summer. All-season tires do not outperform conventional tires in terms of braking distance on dry ground. Another aspect to consider is that, in summer, all-season tires tend to wear out more quickly. However, if we take into account that we can use them all year round, this weakness is quickly offset. Grip and braking distance. Winter tires optimize grip at low temperatures, although they slightly increase braking distance. In this regard, all-season tires offer a more versatile balance. Cost and durability. Winter tires are usually more expensive and optimized for cold conditions, while all-season tires are known for their greater durability in milder climates. Chain compatibility. Thanks to their greater traction on snow and ice, winter tires reduce the need for chains, which can be more convenient when driving in adverse conditions. Wear and tear and lifespan. All-season tires tend to have a longer lifespan thanks to their ability to withstand wear and tear in various weather conditions. In contrast, winter tires, with their softer composition, wear out quickly in non-winter climates. Tire appearance. All-season tires have a tread pattern with more grooves and depth on the inside. In contrast, the outside has a smoother surface. This combination makes them suitable for all weather conditions and surfaces. When to use all-season, winter, or summer tires. The choice between all-season, winter, or summer tires depends largely on the prevailing climate in the area where the vehicle is used and on driving habits. All-season tires. In regions with more varied and mild climates, all-season tires offer the flexibility and performance needed for safe and stable driving. All-season tires are suitable for both summer and winter. Although they do not match the performance of winter or summer tires, they can be a valid alternative, as they combine the characteristics of both. They are suitable for rain and occasional cold temperatures, and also offer high performance in the warmer months. Their rubber compound is specific. Unlike summer tires, whose rubber hardens excessively in the cold, all-season tires use a softer rubber. All-season tires are designed for drivers who use their vehicles in areas where temperatures exceed 30 degrees Celsius in summer and fall below 10 degrees Celsius in winter. Their performance is ideal for meeting the main needs of regions with milder winters, such as Spain. They are also suitable for areas where it may snow from time to time. To this end, they have a specific tread pattern that facilitates water evacuation. In addition, they have a series of small sipes that allow for greater grip on icy or hard snow-covered surfaces. The great advantage of all-season tires is that they eliminate the need for two sets of tires to suit different weather conditions, but with the same practical result as if you had them. In addition, they are approved for use without chains on those sections of road where their use is required. Winter tires. Due to a lack of knowledge, it is often thought that winter tires are only suitable for driving on snow, but this is a misconception, as it is the temperature and not the weather conditions that determine when they should be fitted. They should be changed when the temperature is below 7 degrees Celsius. Below this temperature, conventional tires are no longer effective, while winter tires reach their maximum effectiveness. The reason is that the rubber in the tire hardens in the cold, which reduces its grip, especially on wet ground, and also increases the braking distance. These tires perform well in winter conditions, both in snow and ice, and on cold roads, both wet and dry. They perform better when braking in these conditions because they have a more aggressive, cut-out, deep tread pattern with more edges and sipes. This tread pattern facilitates water evacuation and provides more effective grip, helping to disperse slush and facilitating penetration into the snow for greater traction. Another reason for their effectiveness is that they are made from a special rubber compound that is softer and more flexible, helping to maintain their performance at low temperatures and providing greater control over the vehicle. For this reason, winter tires are not recommended for use in warm climates, as the softer compound will wear more quickly on dry asphalt. Summer tires. Designed to perform well at temperatures above 7 degrees Celsius, summer tires are the most popular in our country due to the mild, warm climate we enjoy most of the year. The rubber compounds used in their manufacture offer optimal handling and traction on dry and wet roads. They also have a special tread pattern that ensures good grip and stability when cornering. Externally, summer tires can be distinguished by their thick, closed profile structure and horizontal grooves, which facilitate effective water evacuation in stormy conditions, allowing you to safely cope with aquaplaning situations. Rolling resistance is also lower in summer-specific tires, which directly influences fuel consumption and noise levels. Another advantage is that summer tires tend to be more durable than conventional tires. Durability becomes more important as mileage increases. They are made from a harder rubber compound that offers greater grip and control to adapt to higher temperatures. It should be noted that tires suffer greatly as temperatures rise. A summer tire wears less at 25 degrees Celsius, but 15% more than a winter tire below 10 degrees Celsius. In addition to the heat generated by rolling, there is also the scorching temperature of the asphalt. Implications for fleet management? The main consequence of using all-season tires is that they cost less than using winter tires, because we need winter and summer tires for each vehicle, and they are more expensive than all-season tires. There is also the time the vehicle is stationary while the tires are being changed. The following measures are recommended. Safety first. In a vehicle fleet, safety comes first. Winter tires are safer than all-season tires when temperatures are low and there is snow or ice on the road, so this type of tire is recommended even though it increases costs. Use of all-season tires. Whenever weather conditions and ambient temperature allow, it is recommended to use all-season tires because only one set of tires per vehicle is required. They do not need to be changed in winter, they are more economical, and they last longer than winter tires. The use of all-season tires is not recommended in places with extreme temperatures in winter and summer, as they represent a major compromise that exceeds the capabilities of this type of tire. Driving with all-season tires. It is recommended to drive smoothly, avoiding sudden acceleration and braking. This will prevent the all-season tires from wearing out too quickly. Therefore, drivers must be trained in this type of driving. External advice. Tire manufacturers and wholesale distributors have advisors who can recommend the best tires for our vehicles for each season of the year. Planning tire changes. If we use winter and summer tires, we need to plan ahead for tire changes and schedule when each vehicle needs to have its tires changed. This schedule must be communicated to our workshop or the external workshop so that they can make the necessary preparations and have the time available to change the tires. Tier storage. If we have our own workshop and we change the tires ourselves, we need a suitable warehouse with the necessary safety measures for storing tires. If we do not have our own workshop and the external workshop changes our tires, this workshop will have to store the tires for us, or we will have to have a storage facility for tires at our premises. Mandatory winter tires. Several countries in Europe require the use of winter tires on certain dates or in specific weather conditions. The countries that require this are Austria, Slovakia, Slovenia, Finland, and Sweden. The requirements vary in terms of dates, periods, and weather conditions, so it is crucial to check the specific regulations for each country before traveling. In other countries, they are only mandatory if weather conditions require it. There are also countries where winter tires are only mandatory if there is a sign indicating this or if the authorities require it. Finally, there are countries where winter tires are not mandatory. In Spain, it is generally not mandatory to use winter tires. Both winter tires and snow chains are only mandatory if the authorities order it or if there is specific signage on the road, usually in mountainous areas. Studded tires are also permitted. Before traveling, you should check whether the countries you will be traveling through require the use of winter tires. Date of tire change. In countries where it is mandatory, you need to know when the law requires you to switch to winter tires. Fines for not using winter tire. In countries where the use of winter tires is mandatory, failure to use them will result in a fine. In Germany, the fine for using inappropriate tires is 60 euros and 80 euros for obstructing or disrupting traffic for the same reason. A fine of 100 euros is imposed for causing dangerous situations by using inappropriate tires. A fine of 120 euros is imposed for causing an accident due to inappropriate tires. An extra point will be deducted in each case. In summary, driving safety depends largely on the right choice of tires for the vehicle. We must not forget that the safety and performance of the car depend directly on the type of tires we choose. Thank you for your time. The class has developed the characteristics and advantages of all-season tires, how they differ from winter and summer tires, and the implications for fleet management. See you soon.